Attend you, loyal lovers all, a sad relation here I shall give up to faithful lovers dear, to whom the fates was most severe. These lovers did in Bristol live, of whom a just account I'll give. The one a merchant's daughter fair, whose beauty shined beyond compare. And a wealthy squire's son, who had her love and favour won. Likewise their friends were satisfied in making her his lawful bride. The day appointed came at last, that they were to be linked fast in wedlock bonds of golden love, which none but death could e'er remove. The morning did with joy appear, but sorrow soon brought up the rear. Fortune was most unkind that day, he for the seas was pressed away. No kind of favour they'd afford, but hurried him straightways on board, and would not suffer him to send one letter to his dearest friend. But at the length they came to know that he was gone to face the foe, and then this fair young charming bride, she sighed, she wrung her hands and cried. What could they take my dear away? And just upon my wedding day, was there such cruelty before? Farewell, I ne'er shall see thee more. Continually she did lament, her nights and days in tears was spent. No words of comfort would she hear from friends or loving parents dear. With bitter sobs she cried, I know that he can never undergo the hardships of the roaring seas, who all his lifetime lived at ease. Now if my dearest love shall die, his blood will on their conscience lie. Who did by violence alone compel my dearest from his own? My thoughts are in confusion hurled. Farewell the pleasures of the world. In tears of sorrow will I mourn until his happy safe return. At length a fatal letter came to this young bride and Bristol dame. So soon as she the lines beheld, she found that he near France was killed. Her colour then did come and go, like fountains her fair eyes did flow. Her parents they did likewise weep, for life in her they could not keep. Her fainting fits increased so fast, that with a dying groan at last, no other words than this she spoke, farewell, farewell, my heart is broke. Her friends and parents did lament with sighs and tears of discontent, as having lost their darling dear, their only joy and comfort here.